Like the famed stained glass in Chartres' ancient cathedral, the population of France has many facets. Away from the city center, this is the newer face of France. Immigrant workers, many from Muslim countries whose parents the country once welcomed as cheap labor, now speak of discomfort and rejection after a series of Islamist terror attacks.
We are afraid that the angry extreme right will hit us. Now I go into a cafe and people look at me strangely. For example, I'm the son of Kurds, nothing to do with religion. I'm Muslim, but not observant. But in France, because of the news, of TV, politics, there are so many things that have changed against foreigners, totally.
In the wake of the attacks, a backlash against immigrants, especially those who are Muslim, can be seen in growing support for the National Front, the party of immigration critic Marine Le Pen.
Marine Le Pen a eu un discours constant.
Marine Le Pen has had a constant message that one cannot say has been anything but clear. Immigration must be severely regulated. We must regain control of our borders and abandon the Schengen zone, which has been very catastrophic.
In its stance against porous borders, in Europe's case Schengen, and immigration, the National Front finds common ground with other nationalists on the continent and across the sea. Not only in Chartres, but elsewhere in France, Muslim immigrants interviewed believe a victory by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump could further encourage French voters to support anti-immigrant populists.
It'll create more racism and it'll create problems in America and in France as well. The National Front will gain support in France. Why? Because if he wins, that will cause the French to change their way of thinking and say, why should we not do the same as the Americans?
Some, but not all, Muslim immigrants here in Chartres agree.
If he becomes president, that will mean he will spread his trash throughout. No, he will not.
As in other parts of France, here the topic of Muslim immigrants and their families is a touchy one. Chartres was the hometown of one of the attackers last November in Paris. Some longtime residents say they choose not to let that or other events change the way they see their Muslim neighbors.
Me, I'm not a racist. A Muslim is a Muslim, a Christian is a Christian. We do not have the same point of view, but everyone should respect the other and everything will go better in the world. Unfortunately, not everyone thinks like I do.
While we found no one who supports Trump among French Muslims here, there was little love for his opponent. Many blame Hillary Clinton for the Middle East policies of the current U.S. administration, of which she was a part, arguing intervention in the region helped give rise to the new terrorists, with whom ordinary Muslims are sometimes conflated. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Chartres, France.